You're listening to SBS News.
There were 47 people on White Island, also known as Whakaari, when the volcano erupted in 2019. The consequences were devastating, with 22 people killed, many of whom were tourists from Australia. New Zealand's workplace regulator filed charges against 13 organisations or individuals over the White Island tragedy. They relate to failures to fulfil health and safety obligations when taking tourists to the island. The case returned to court on Thursday in front of Justice Evangelos Thomas.
We begin as we did last time by remembering and honouring those who lost their lives, by acknowledging those who continue to suffer, their families, their whānau, communities here and around the world so deeply affected by this tragedy. Our thoughts are with them all.
Defence lawyer Richard Raymond, who represents White Island Tours, says the defendants are overwhelmed by the number of documents. He argued WorkSafe has had a year to consider the expert evidence and the defendants have had less time.
I just foresee havoc being wreaked on the criminal justice system if this was allowed to rest as it is. You could have a major event, for example, happening in Napier Port with a catastrophic event causing death and injury.
There was argument over where future hearings should take place, with the families of Australian victims pushing for Auckland. The latest hearing happened at the Whakatana District Court and there is overwhelming local demand to keep the case there. Counsel representing WorkSafe, Christy McDonald, urged the court to move the matter along.
It's surprising to the prosecution that despite the volume of material already provided, that the defendants continue to delay confirming their positions.
The other parties involved have been ordered to indicate their pleas no later than August 24. The next hearing date is scheduled for September. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.